Welcome. What it do? What's poppin', baby? Welcome to Behind the Bar, the after party of the Feminist Bar podcast with your host, Tina. It's me. What's good? What's poppin'? This is kind of like a Behind the Bar, but a bonus episode because you know the season is done. And I've just been, you know, doing a lot of thinking. So I'm here to do a lot of sharing. This is a discourse-free episode. This episode is only about me. I am here to talk about myself. That's it. Period. So I've just been thinking about how I finished off the season, which to me just kind of felt very inconsistent and a little wah, wah. And I wasn't, you know, I'm not happy about it and I'm not proud of it. But I was just thinking about this podcast and why I started it and how it started and just how much I wanted to speak to different women. But most importantly, it was a hobby for me, something to do when I get home and kick back. You know, I get to be a feminist at work and then I get home and I get to be a feminist again, which is fantastic. But I guess after, you know, starting to get paid for it and having these different expectations, maybe monetizing it took the joy out of it, which is what made it like that. In addition to Mercury retrograde, which came and demolished every single fucking thing that was breathing and existing, like tore everything down. So I think just a mixture of those different conflicting and negative feelings, because I don't consider any of those feelings to be positive, that really impacted how much my heart has been in the podcast and even the zeal with which I record, the zeal with which I edit these episodes. So that is, you know, something that I wanted to talk about here and now. So it has been a pretty long month, and you know, I've been doing some scholarship essays, trying to get a scholarship. Can you manifest for me if you're listening to this? So I have been doing some scholarship applications, and a question that I have come across is universities asking, what is your post-study plan, right? So universities will ask you, what is your post-study plan? And they expect you to kind of outline, you know, in the next 2 years, I want to do this. In the next 5, in the next 10, I want to do this. And not only do they want, you know, you to have a broad vision of what exactly you want to achieve in the next 10 years, but they want really specific examples of the places that you think you want to work, the organizations you think you want to partner with, the kind of positions, or like advisory boards that you think you might want to occupy in the next 10 years, which is a lot to ask considering that we've been in a fucking pandemic for going on like 2 years now. How are we supposed to know? Everything changes every week. And if there's one thing that I've learned this week is that like absolutely fucking nothing is certain. You could wake up like today and everything can change. Like the smallest thing can change the trajectory of your personal, your professional life. So that has been something really difficult to answer, something really difficult to tackle. And I'm just wondering, you know, if anyone out there is listening and they've had to do this and they felt the same way, or if they're in the process of doing this, I would really love to hear how that question is going for you. But, you know, outside of the scholarship, it has been, you know, a long month with, you know, everything that has been going on in Zimbabwe. So there has been, I guess, vandalism of, you know, the first and only LGBTQIA plus billboard in Bulawayo. And that's been, you know, really kind of heartbreaking. But, you know, when something is heartbreaking in a way that you find it kind of difficult to explain because you just don't really understand, like why would someone want to vandalize a billboard, you know? But that, you know, has been extremely upsetting. It's been extremely upsetting. And there was a tweet talking about how in a country where there's billboards that lie about corruption and whatever, and the billboard that you want to destroy is the one that's not even affecting you. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, sounds about right, 100%. And, you know, outside of that as well, you know, having perpetrators of sexual assault and violent sexual crimes trending and be exposed on, you know, Zimbabwean social media platforms and on digital media has been really, really fantastic to watch and really fantastic and empowering to hear people share stories, and more importantly, like just on a more personal level, having, you know, to be trusted by women, to be seen as a safe space to share these stories with others, that has been really empowering. And as uncomfortable as this has been to talk about, I think that, yeah, that's what I have to say on that. But anyway, thank you for listening to Behind the Bar. And for those of you that are listening that are thinking, maybe I want to be on the Feminist Bar podcast. Maybe you do. For those that are listening thinking, oh, I have a kind of good idea for this episode. Maybe you do. Hit me up. Come to the Feminist Bar on Instagram, the Feminist Bar on Twitter. And let's talk, let's engage. I try now to actually post mainly off of that account, just to keep it active, just to really create a community with everybody who listens and let you know what is going on in the background. And I will see you soon when season 3 starts, which I'm really hoping will have more engagement and maybe more guests per episode. I don't know. We'll see what we do with that. And that's it for me. That's a wrap.